Senator John Edwards will announce this afternoon he's dropping out of the presidential race. Edwards failed to win any states yesterday on Super Tuesday, coming close only in Georgia. Last night he addressed supporters in Atlanta, then flew home to North Carolina. NPR's Adam Hochberg traveled with him and filed this report from Chapel Hill.
If John Edwards was disappointed about ending his 14-month campaign, you'd hardly know it from watching him last night. Throughout the race, Edwards liked to boast that he's an optimist, and even in his last speech as a candidate before a crowd at Georgia Tech University, the senator delivered his familiar upbeat message.
Our campaign has never been about the politics of cynicism. It's about the politics of hope. It's about the politics of what's possible. And I am proud of the fact that you and I together have brought these issues back to the American debate. We have been the little engine that could. And I am proud of what we've done together, you and I.
In last night's remarks, Edwards didn't say he was leaving the race. It was only later that his staff announced he was flying home rather than proceeding with a scheduled campaign trip to Texas. Still, supporters who heard him in Atlanta knew the end was near. For the first time in the campaign, Edwards slipped into past tense during his speech rather than future. And he added a line congratulating John Kerry. As she watched, supporter Mary Parker wiped away tears.
If Kerry is the nominee, which it looks like he will be, I hope he can do half as much good as I think John Edwards could do.
Parker, an attorney who's known Edwards for 27 years, says the senator did well among voters who had the chance to meet him personally. But she says he was never able to match Kerry's stature.
I think he ran exceptionally, starting from absolutely no name recognition. It just, he couldn't get enough free press and couldn't get enough money to have all of the bot press to have his name out there long enough, hard enough to get the same amount of name recognition.
Edwards' supporters were quick to write a positive eulogy for his campaign. They noted he entered the race as a first-term senator who had only run for office once before in his life. But in this race, he managed to outlast political veterans like Dick Gephardt and Joe Lieberman. Former Georgia Governor Roy Barnes also commended Edwards for the tone of his campaign, which Barnes says influenced all the Democratic contenders.
What John Edwards articulates in this race is what the reason I'm a Democrat. Optimism, hope, as well as a very strong discussion that I think is the most thing he's brought to the race, and that is a discussion of where we are in the future about American jobs.
As his campaign plane made its final trip last night en route to North Carolina, Edwards casually walked the aisle, joking with reporters and his staff. He's planned a speech at a Raleigh high school late this afternoon where he'll officially end his campaign. Edwards has said little about his immediate future, except that he'll finish his Senate term, which ends this year, and he'll spend more time at home with his children. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.